Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Today on the podcast, we are recapping the Steelers' final practice before they make their way to Philadelphia on Thursday for their first preseason game of the season. As such, it was a lighter practice today. The pads came off, certainly a less intense practice as the Steelers try to stay healthy going into that game in Philadelphia. But the storyline today, like it's been the last couple days, is a lot of these young guys continuing to step up in practice. We're going to talk about all of them today. Before we get to that, let's start today with some news and notes. Corey Coleman, the Browns wide receiver who they took in the 2016 draft in the first round, traded now to the Buffalo Bills for a seventh-round pick in the 2020 draft, pretty much just giving him away. Again, Corey Coleman has been a guy who just has not lived up to his potential at any point in his career. He had that big drop against the Steelers in the Week 17 game that pretty much cost the Browns that football game. The Browns now are left with no first-round picks on their roster from any draft before 2017. None of their first-round selections before 2017, before last year's draft, are left on that roster. That is crazy. For the, to give you some perspective, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the only player that they picked in the first round that is not on their roster, you'd have to go back to Jarvis Jones. That's the last first-round pick that is no longer a Pittsburgh Steeler at this point. I think before that, you'd probably have to go all the way back to Ziggy Hood, I want to say. The Steelers have been, say what you will about their ability to develop talent defensively and turn these guys into superstars. At least these guys are serviceable starters. For the Browns, again, they're just giving these players away for nothing. Not a good situation in Cleveland there. And then speaking of bad situations in Cleveland, it gets worse. One of their selections in the draft, Antonio Callaway, a wide receiver from Florida, cited for possession of marijuana. He claims the marijuana is not his. This was, he left his car in Florida and other people were using it. And so it got shipped up to him in Cleveland. Then he was driving it around, got pulled over, marijuana found in the car. He claims it isn't his. Although if you look back at his, his history at Florida and all the suspensions and everything he had there, this is par for the course for Antonio Callaway. It's why he wasn't selected in the first round or in the first couple rounds in the NFL draft is because of these kind of issues that he has off the field. Antonio Callaway's tape, if you just watch his play on the field at Florida, he's one of the best wide receivers to come out of college last year. In fact, he might have been the best receiver to come out of college. Unfortunately, though, this type of thing has become all too routine for Antonio Callaway. And so, if you're the Browns, you can't be surprised that this is happening now because, again, as I said, this is the kind of thing that happened to Antonio Callaway all throughout his college career. So we'll see what happens with Callaway. I guess this will probably be his first offense in the substance abuse problems or the substance abuse program with the NFL. So we'll see if there is any suspension coming down. Now, speaking again of the Cleveland Browns, Hard Knocks was tonight. A very good episode. I think this is a kind of return to form for Hard Knocks. I was not a fan of their Tampa Bay Buccaneers season last year. I thought that was just kind of a boring season. A bad team to pick because, again, Dirk Cutter I don't think is a very good coach. Jameis Winston, a lot of those players, just not that interesting as far as storylines. But this year, the Cleveland Browns, again, a team that's coming off of 1-31 in their last 2 years. We've talked about a lot of the talent that they've been amassing, getting Baker Mayfield in there. Of course, bringing in guys like Todd Haley to run their offense. And having Hugh Jackson, a coach who has now, he has coached through 1-31, and yet he keeps his job. I thought it was really interesting. The scene that really stuck out to me last night was that coaching scene, the coaching staff meeting, where Todd Haley speaks up about the, players playing through injury throughout practice and how far this team has to go. And he used a Tomlinism. He said we can't live in our fears. I thought that was really interesting. Kind of shows you, the kind of things that Tomlin says, those Tomlinisms do rub off on his coaches and clearly Haley took that from Pittsburgh now into his time in Cleveland. That coaching meeting was not a good look for the Browns and kind of gives you some insight into, some of the reasons why the Browns have been so unsuccessful for so many years. Now, moving on to the Steelers, Mike Tomlin had a Tuesday press conference and he talked about the quarterback rotation on Thursday's game, the preseason game against the Eagles. Ben will not play. Landry, Dobbs, and Rudolph will all play. That was pretty much expected. Tomlin did not get into what the rotation would be or how many reps for each. I expect Landry is going to play a series or two, maybe even a quarter, and then, you know, the ball's going to get given to Dobbs and Rudolph, and they will take it from there. I expect to see a lot of Josh Dobbs and probably even more of Mason Rudolph. If it were me, I would let Landry do like a series or two, then Dobbs gets the rest of the first half, and Mason Rudolph gets the entire second half to himself. But we'll see what the Steelers' plan is on Thursday. And then Quadri Henderson, the kick returner, punt returner from Pittsburgh, who has taken a ton of reps in practice in the punt return line. He told the media on Tuesday that he will be both the punt and kick returner on Thursday. So that is very interesting. Again, this is a guy who's, you know, his really only route to making the roster is going to be via the being the punt returner or being the kick returner. And so a huge opportunity for him to get a chance to do both. We'll see if Justin Thomas and Cam Sutton get any reps there. Again, they've been guys who have taken some punt return reps in practice as well. The kick return line has been very, very long. We'll see if anyone else gets reps at kick return. But right now, according to Quadri Henderson, he will start as both the kick and punt returner on Thursday. And then finally, Antonio Brown returning to Latrobe. Probably the biggest news of the day. Antonio Brown, Tomlin saying that Antonio Brown is getting very close to practicing again. He will not play on Thursday against the Eagles, but that whatever that injury was, whether it was a hip or a quad, he is getting closer to returning. And he did participate in some individual drills on Tuesday. He was out there with the trainers, kind of working out before practice. And then as they started their individual drills, he talked to the trainers. The trainers told him to take it easy, but that he could participate in those drills. And he did. He participated in a lot of those individual drills. I can tell you this. I know the trainers told him to take it easy. He didn't look like he was taking it easy out there. He looked like Antonio Brown. But that is to be expected for a guy who, you go back to that game against Jacksonville and how well he played, given the injury he had there. Antonio Brown is a very good player at playing through injury. And then let's talk about the rest of that injury situation. TJ Watt, Bud Dupree, Vance McDonald all remain out. Bud Dupree was on the practice field doing some jogging on the other field. So he looks like he's trying to return quickly from that concussion, which is good to see. As I talked about, you know, those concussions can keep you out for a week or multiple weeks. So good to see that Bud's able to do some light jogging on the side as he works back from that concussion. Keon Adams and Brian Allen, two young players who a lot of expectations coming into this camp about them taking big steps again. But I think both of them at this point are in roster battles. Keon Adams being pushed a little bit by Ola Adini right now. And Brian Allen, we've talked about how good the cornerback class has been for the Steelers this year. Yeah, he may be the odd man out. So he's, you know, it's unfortunate to see him missing these practices. These are both guys' second practice in a row that they're missing. And that makes them unlikely to play now against Philadelphia. And another setback for, again, two guys who I think are competing for roster spots. Marcus Tucker, the wide receiver, was back for individual drills, but did not participate in any of the 11-on-11. And then Juju and Joe Hayden, two players who have missed practice recently, both returned to practice on Tuesday. Before we get to today's practice, let me tell you about our sponsor for today's podcast, Vivid Seats, an online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment experiences that will last a lifetime. And for Steelers fans, that experience is a trip to Heinz Field. If you've never been, you gotta go. It is like nothing else. TV can't do the Steelers justice, certainly can't do justice to being in the stadium. If you sit on the Steelers sideline, you're not only going to get a great view of the game, but you're going to get a great view of the city skyline, Pittsburgh right there behind the stadium, the Three Rivers there. You can visit the Great Hall before the game, see all the Steelers memorabilia there, including all six Super Bowl trophies. You're going to be surrounded by 60,000 screaming Steelers fans, terrible towels waving, Renegade playing. It really is a great experience. Vivid Seats is offering a Locked On Steelers listeners 10% off your first ticket order when you use our exclusive promo code Locked On. That's Locked On, all one word. The offer is valid for new customers only, and the offer is good through the end of August. So again, go to vividseats.com or download the app and enter the promo code Locked On for 10% off your first order. The offseason is over, the NFL is back, and Vivid Seats wants to help you get to the game. And then let's talk about today's practice, starting with seven shots. The offense wins 4-3 in an actual seven shots, not the kind of truncated seven shots we saw on Sunday's practice where the offense won 3-2. Now, this is their second win in a row, so that brings them the total to, 8-3 now. in favor of the defense. A much better drill today overall for the offense, though. The offense really, really running through Juju throughout the entire seven shots. The first rep going to Juju on a fade route, Joe Hayden had coverage on it. Really good coverage, actually. Have I mentioned that Joe Hayden's having a fantastic camp? Because, boy, he really is having a fantastic camp. And on this one, he was able to tip the ball away right into Morgan Burnett's hands for an easy interception, little tip drill in the corner of the end zone. Juju would get his revenge, though. A nice slant route against Hayden on the very next rep, using inside leverage and making an easy grab in the end zone. He then had a couple more, including the last one, which was a weird play. Ben screaming out, Juju, no! As soon as he released the ball, it seemed like maybe Juju ran the wrong route or stepped in front of Justin Thomas, who maybe the ball was intended for. Juju caught the ball anyway, so, I mean, all's well that ends well. But another play where Juju might have run the wrong route, and it's not the first time we've seen some miscommunication between quarterback and wide receiver. That's happened with Justin Hunter as well throughout camp, of course, Juju. And then, you know, like I talked about those first couple practices when Antonio was there, there were many times where, you know, Ben was throwing back shoulder and AB wasn't looking, or, you know, just some growing pains it feels like in this offense. And I don't know whether or not it's Randy Feigner's, you know, the new things that Randy's adding to the offense that's causing some of this, or maybe new position coach Daryl Drake at wide receiver, right? I mean, that, you know, some growing pains there potentially, but something that, you know, is becoming more noticeable throughout camp. Again, I wouldn't say it's become a real problem yet, but we're seeing it intermittently now throughout camp. And then, as long as we're talking wide receivers, we might as well talk about Justin Hunter, who I thought had a really good practice on Tuesday. Now, look, I get it's unpadded practice, and, you know, we've talked about Justin Hunter kind of ad nauseum in these situations, right? He is very good in these situations, in the unpadded practices. But when, you know, when the pads come on, when the lights come on, you know, where Justin Hunter is nowhere to be found. So that's why Thursday night is going to be so big for him. I'm glad to see him have a good practice like this. Not to say that he's disappeared the last couple practices, but he had a really good start to camp and didn't continue that going forward. Had a very good practice on Tuesday. You know, hopefully he can carry that momentum into a stadium, into a real live game situation, and come through there. Because again, as we've talked about with James Washington, you know, Washington continuing to have great practice after great practice, showing those great hands, the good catch radius, the combat catches that he's able to make. You know, it's something the Steelers have lacked at outside receiver, right? You know, Justin Hunter right now has not shown that ability. Last year with Martavis Bryant, you know, again, I think combat catches were a big problem for his game overall, even going back to his 2015 tape. You know, you look at guys like Xavier Grimble, Jesse James, right? A lot of the receivers or the receiving targets the Steelers have had outside of, let's say, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and Juju, you know, have not been great combat catch guys. So, you know, bringing that into the offense again with James Washington is going to be key, and it's going to be something that James or Justin Hunter has to show throughout preseason. So it's a big game for him, because the question is rightly going to be asked going forward, especially if James Washington has a good game on Thursday and Justin Hunter does not. When does James Washington start to get those reps with the first team, and when do we start preparing for the inevitable future, which is James Washington starting at outside receiver? And then if we're going to, you know, continuing to talk wide receivers, we should talk about Tevin Jones, who, again, I think has had just solid practice after solid practice. Nothing spectacular for him, but he's a very good slot receiver for this team right now. He had a nice catch in seven shots as well, kind of coming back for the football on a Mason Rudolph throw, beating Cody Sensabaugh, who, again, has had a very good camp. What I like about Tevin Jones is that he's taking advantage of the situation. He's a slot receiver right now who is playing in place of Marcus Tucker, who has missed a couple practices in a row now. And in those practices, Tevin Jones has showed up. You know, again, I like to see guys who are having good practices leading up to the game, because it usually means that you're going to see a quality game performance from them. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we get from Tevin Jones. And look, yeah, it does make me more encouraged by the overall depth at wide receiver, right? Not to say guys like Damone Patterson and Tevin Jones are going to make this roster at this point, but you know, you can add these guys to the practice squad and let them develop the same kind of thing we did with Marcus Tucker. Having these guys around the process may not lead to them making the roster in 2018, but could lead to Damon Patterson or Tevin Jones competing for roster spots, let's say, next year. And then let's transition to the defensive side of the ball, where I think that the story of the day, really the story of the last couple practices, has been undrafted free agent inside linebacker Matthew Thomas. just continuing to look comfortable out there. And again, as I've said before, the more comfortable he gets, the more that athleticism shines. And this guy is probably the best pure athlete the Steelers have, maybe in the entire defense, the entire linebacking corps as a whole, not just inside linebacker, but outside as well. He is very, very athletic, and it shows out there. One thing that I thought he was able to show in this practice was during the running backs or the linebackers covering running backs and tight end drill, he was able to show some really nice coverage skills. Now, he gets lost a little bit, and his change of direction isn't always fluid, and so he kind of gets his feet caught underneath him a little bit. He's going to have to work on that, but overall in the drill, I thought he did really well, including the nice interception he had on a Xavier Grimble corner route. He was able to undercut that and come up with a big interception along the sideline. Good drill for him overall. He also played a little outside linebacker for him for today during practice. And, you know, for a guy who is trying to make this roster at inside linebacker, and again, LJ Ford having such a good camp so far, it's going to be tough for him, I think, to make the roster just as a pure inside linebacker. But showing some ability to play outside as well, in place of, again, with Bud out and TJ out and Keon Adams out, the Steelers only have three healthy outside linebackers, so someone else had to step up, and it was Matthew Thomas in that spot. Showing that kind of versatility is going to help him make this roster, not just showing the versatility, but playing really well at the position. He had a rep in seven shots where the Steelers tried to run a end around to Justin Thomas, and Matthew Thomas read it the whole way and said, no thank you, caught him in the backfield for what would have been a five-yard loss. Really, really nice couple practices. And again, we talk about guys who are having nice practices leading into the game. I expect big things from Matthew Thomas on Thursday. Another sleeper at linebacker on this team, Ola Adini. Here's a guy who, coming out of college, we all expected him to be this kind of sack artist, right? He had so many sacks in college. He's wearing 92, right, with James Harrison's old number. I think there was some expectation that he could be kind of a specialty pass rusher for this team. And what I've been impressed with Adini, especially over the last couple practices, is not necessarily his pass rush skills, which I don't know that they've really come through just yet in camp. I'm much more intrigued by him and his ability to stop the run and be solid in run defense. Joey Porter, very vocal out there with Ola and the good reps that he's had, and he's had many in run defense. And then his ability to cover out of the backfield. You know, look, he's not the most fluid athlete, and you can tell he's not in his element there. But shows some natural gifts there. He's another guy who you know, he struggles with his hips. He doesn't get his hips turned around. He kind of gets his feet lost underneath him as he's trying to turn upfield. But that can be corrected. Overall, though, I thought he was pretty fluid in the drill in covering running backs and covering tight ends. So he's a guy with Keon Adams out. It's a big opportunity for him. He's going to get way more reps now. And again, as we get into Thursday's game, it's a giant opportunity for Ola. And I do think that there is a legitimate chance now for him to make this roster. I think he has played that well. And then finally, Terrell Edmunds, who we haven't talked about in the last couple practices. Again, not to say that they were bad practices for Terrell Edmunds, but he just didn't have the kind of spectacular plays that he's been having. Well, he came back out and did it again in another 11-on-11 drill. In camp, he undercut an out route, stepped underneath it, could have had the pick. The ball kind of fell off his hands, but he was pretty excited about it. Defense was as well. Again, Thursday, a very big day for him as well. All right, and that will do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can follow me on Twitter @SteelerCountry, and I'll be back tomorrow to preview the first preseason game as the Steelers take on the Eagles right here on Locked On Steelers.